page 76. The Labour Bureau acted as a sort of clearinghouse for African labour, with African work seekers increasingly stuck in the homelands without legal means of entering the cities to find work and at the mercy of the employment officers. The Bureau notified workers of employment opportunities and required them to sign a legally binding contract to take a job. If an African lost his job, the Labour Bureau in that locality required him to register for new work and gave him 6 weeks to find a job. At the end of that time, if still unemployed, he would be bussed out to his homeland. At that point, he was forced to register again with the Labour Bureau in his homeland and could only re-enter white areas if he was assigned a job through the Homeland Labour Bureau. It was illegal for employers to hire an African who was not registered with a local labour bureau, and employers were required to sign an African employee's reference book, commonly known as their passbook, monthly, as proof of their continued employment and therefore their right to stay in a white area. The Labour Bureau worked...